The final episode of Sex and the City aired last month, but the show lingers in the hearts, minds, and especially the closets of women across the country. Nowhere is the nostalgia as strong as New York City, where much of the HBO series was shot. Ben Gilbert sent us this audio postcard from a special event tailored for fans of the show.
Outside a boutique called Ina in Lower Manhattan Thursday, television crews and onlookers watched as a crowd of mostly young women lined up to wait their turn for a chance at the wardrobe from Sex and the City. Ruby Andreoli is the store manager.
You guys are gonna get in. There are some pieces left. It's just, it's super crowded, but everyone's gonna get in, all right?
My name is Tracy Ketcher. I live in Manhattan, and I'm waiting online to try to catch a glimpse at fashion history.
How long have you been waiting in line?
Since 12:30, and it's now 2. So it's been a while.
My name is Frank Castiglione. I think I've never seen nothing like this ever before in my life. Even in Midtown Manhattan, you never seen no lines backed up around the corner and all the way up the block. Even for the World Series, there's no line for the tickets like this. There's about 300 women trying to get into a shoebox-sized store. It's ridiculous.
Fans entered the packed store in a steady trickle, with the store staff playing bouncer to the growing line outside. One of the store's owners and its namesake, Ina, says Sex and the City's costume designer, Patricia Field, used to buy clothes at the store for the show.
So at the end of the season, there was all this leftover stuff, and the wardrobe department called us and said, do we want to buy it? And we did.
One woman in a black Prada hat wore dark Chanel sunglasses inside the store as she rifled through the hangers like someone with a black belt in shopping.
My name is Lori. I'm from Manhattan, and I'm here because I love Sex and the City. Should have gotten here earlier. 3 hours to get in. Should be at work right now. You've seen Carrie-esque type gloves with little pom-poms. You're seeing the price is $450 for a pair of gloves.
In the corner, a student from the Fashion Institute of Technology admitted her obsession with Sex and the City.
I'm Christabel Biela, and I have to have something before I go, as a souvenir, as a memoir, it's an end of an era.
Meanwhile, Ruby Andreoli, the manager, says these women in line identify with the characters in Sex and the City.
Every woman in New York can picture themselves as Carrie or Samantha or Miranda or Charlotte. I think it's just such a broad range of what every woman in New York City goes through.
Apparently, a lot of New York women relate. Revenue from this one sale at Ina has matched their regular income for an entire month. For NPR News, I'm Ben Gilbert.